It's time for Geocache Talk. Whether you are at work, in the car, or wherever you are, we hope you enjoy this show about the great sport of geocaching. If you're watching live on YouTube, you can be part of the adventure tonight in the chat room and participate with others as they watch the show. If you are listening later, please give it a like and subscribe on your favorite podcasting app so that you can get all of the weekly Geocache Talk goodness. If you have not become a patron of the Geocache Talk Network, what are you waiting for? Patron levels start as low as a bison tube level at $3 a month. The sign up is easy. Simply go to the Geocache Talk website and click on the Become a Patron button or go to patreon.com/geocachetalk. Patrons now get the famous blackout coin, invites to special events, and other really great items throughout the year. Become a patron today. Have you subscribed to FTF Magazine yet? FTF Magazine is the number one geocaching magazine available. It is a quarterly magazine that you can be part of. Submit your geocaching milestones and adventures to be published. FTF Magazine is also interactive with puzzles to solve and the hunt to find Spartacus. If you can solve the puzzle or find Spartacus, then you will be entered in to win a special pack tag. Every new subscription, you will receive a special swag pack. Subscribing is easy. Just visit FTF's website, ftfgeo.com. Don't miss out and subscribe today.
Logwork, the creators of the fantastic logbook, made with genuine right-in-the-rain paper, the logbook's designed for the micro-containers of the present and future, geared towards the hider who'd rather go caching than doing cache maintenance. Find them at logwork.com, that's logwerk.com.
Big thanks to Derek of Baker Six Clan for the graphics, and our new patrons, Rosebud55112, returning patron DE Cryptoman and Juanita. And thank you to all our patrons for keeping the show on the air. And of course, with me tonight is a good portion of the CacheFest crew. So there they are. Hey, crew.
Hey.
Hey.
We're bundled up because we have an announcement later that we'll be getting to. Before that, though, we have some regular old news. So, John, do you want to kind of update us on cache madness?
Oh, man. Yes, I'd love to. Cache type madness. The best madness I've experienced in a while. So, yeah. First off, Oko.
It was wild. Go ahead. It was wild. Yeah.
Super wild. I know we had to hold Jesse back. You know, I was afraid that we were going to have a
rig.
No.
Rig.
This was put out to everybody, and we opened up for votes. Had multiple rounds. We were asking what is the best cache type. So the final came down to two awesome cache types: mega events and mysteries. We put out there. We crazy. Had a vote. Yeah. Crazy on here. Oh, man, Derek looks like he doesn't believe these are the final two.
Well, no, I'm just wondering how many times Electric Waterboy had a vote.
You know, it wasn't my turn to watch Electric Waterboy during this vote. I don't know whose turn it was. Was it David's or Dee's on that one?
No.
Okay.
Crazy for cats. That's her job.
No, but yeah. Apparently I wasn't voting enough.
Oh, man. Well,
you all know my love for Omega.
Oh, well, man.
Yeah, that's true. There's the winner.
Indeed, just spilled the beans. The that's winner funny. On here that's okay. is Mystery Cache with 58.5% voting.
It's so odd because they don't really fit together, but it's just the way the brackets work.
Well, it does tonight. It's a mystery.
Oh, good. Very good.
And Omega. We're talking about our Mega, and it's a mystery, right?
That's right. That's perfect, Derek.
It's a mystery Mega. Nice little segue.
Yeah. That works well.
But not for now.
But not yet.
Yeah.
But not yet.
Can I? No, not yet.
Yep.
No.
No, Gary, I just had my hand. Okay. Somebody else did it.
But I did.
Okay. Thank you, Derek. I was about to do it.
I have not done it in a while. I had to.
Oh, man. Oh,
I love it. Ooh, look at that face.
I was just kidding. But before that, oh, there's Tom. You can ask him.
How many times did you vote, Tom?
Who's his handler? Yeah. How many times did you vote for Mystery, Tom? You're only supposed to vote once.
Well, and Mega, he could have, I mean.
I did not realize we could vote more than once, or this would have been a different outcome. I'm just going to throw that out there.
You and me both, Jesse. You and me both.
So, yeah, but so we would have canceled each other out. So
yeah,
we would have.
Tells me, well, if that was the case, like Jesse, you would have just.
Where I go would have definitely won. Vote early, vote often. That's right, Tom.
All right. Yeah. Before we get to that, we do have some other notes that we need to get to. So I want to mention a couple dates, and then I'm going to turn over to Julia to kind of give some updates. Julia and both D are going to give some other updates. But I do want to remind people, 6 days. You have 6 days is the deadline for the Friends of Cash Fest orders. And before I switch to the next update, could somebody kind of give a real overview of the Friends of Cash Fest?
Sure. So the Friends of Cash Fest is basically the smallest sponsorship package that we have. And it'll get your name on the shirt. It'll get your name on the website in recognition of helping sponsor and continue the event. You'll also get a special coin that color edition that only Friends of will get. But the big thing is you get to design your own coin colors. So nice. I don't know if we've dropped what it is yet.
No.
We'll drop what it is.
Up to y'all.
I say we'll drop what it is. It's a feather. Ooh. And you're going to get to pick the colors that your feather is going to be. And you can choose between translucents and glitters and all of that kind of stuff. So that's every awesome. One will be different. And then the other thing, we're going to give you the opportunity to purchase extra if you want to trade and try to collect a full set. I know at other events, CoinFest being one of them, everybody wanted to collect all the turtles. And I know that David and I are going to want to collect all the feathers. So awesome. We'll give you the opportunity to be able to do that. And so, but only the Friends of are going to get to be able to do that because they're the only ones that get to design their own colors of their feather. So it's a pretty good size feather. I think they're going to turn out beautiful. It'll have texturing in it. And so we're super excited to see what everybody does. And it's limited to 75. So, and we're pretty darn close to that 75. So if you were thinking about it, I'd do it pretty quick because I think it's going to sell out here in the next day or so. But I'm excited to see what everybody comes up with.
No, that's awesome. Thanks to, yeah. Yeah, it was cool to hear about the turtles last year and all the different things that were going on. And didn't y'all mention too that there was like, all of a sudden there'd be like groups of people getting together all right, we're going to trade turtles, and they'd get in there, and other people come by and go, I got my turtle. Let me trade for you. It was like a spontaneous little, Midnight Madness broke out.
It was to the point where we have an exclusive group where we put everybody on Facebook in a Friends of group, and they started like almost demanding that we plan an event. So we didn't do an event that was open to the public. We basically called it turtle trading.
Turtle, that's awesome.
And everybody got together at the host hotel Friday night, and it was this giant, just what have you got? What have you got? What have you got? What have you got? And everybody was racing around to try to get one. And then we had a turtle pool at the main event. And I know we'll have something similar at Cash Fest as well, where everybody met at a certain time at the pool and was able to see what they needed and trade with folks there. So it was really popular. I know a lot of people were looking forward to it. Yes, it was. It was very cool. We enjoyed it a lot. And so we're hoping that the feathers will be just as cool. I'm envisioning how we're going to display them. We're getting ready, getting the display built for all of our turtles. Ooh, so, nice. Yeah, Friends of a Feather. Oh, I love that, Jen. I love that. We'll definitely have to call the Facebook group that. We'll give you credit. That's awesome. But, yeah, so it's just a lot of fun. I know a few people were able to get pretty close to a full set. So cool. That's kind of cool. But yeah, I'm excited to see what everybody's feathers look like. And I think earlier someone made the comment that the texturing in it does it. And it'll be the same way with the feathers. You'll be able to see the structure of the feather if you do a translucent. So yeah, we're excited to see what everybody comes up with. One of my favorite things was I hated his colors. I hated them. He was all like greens and browns.
Oh, it was right. Cool.
Everybody wanted his turtle. And I was like,
all right.
Okay. So, you know,
loved it.
So I think it'll be the same way with the feathers. You may not like what your friend picked, but I bet you once it comes, it's going to look amazing. And the other thing to remind you of, when it comes, we'll ask you your colors. We'll send in for the blueprint, and we'll send the blueprint back to you, and you can look at it. And you, if you look at it, you go, ooh, I don't like that. We can swap out colors for you before it goes to mint. So
cool. That's awesome. Yeah. Again, April 20th, so less than a week, and then we shut it down because we have to get those in to the manufacturer. So
right, everybody needs to pick their colors. So start looking for those of you that have already joined. Start looking for emails as far as what your colors are in your quadrants. Those should be coming out here in the next couple of days.
Yep, very cool. So event packages is May 12th. Again, sounds a long way away, but it will creep up quickly. So definitely get your orders in early so that, like me, you won't forget stuff. I always try to get things before a deadline just because then it doesn't come creeping up on me at the last minute. So I know I've had some people ask about volunteering for Cash Fest. And I want to be able to give everybody some updates on the volunteering. So, Julia, kind of give people sort of a lowdown on what we're going to do this year.
Okay. Well, like in past years, we are going to use SignUp Genius to enable everyone to sign up for different shifts to volunteer. It will be much like any of the other events, the last two Cash Fest. You were at Coin Fest or whatever, volunteered. Yeah. It'll be the same kind of thing. We'll need our volunteers, especially on the day of the big event of the mega, to be able to set up the grounds there. We'll need some people to greet people at the door. We'll need volunteers to help with ticket sales for the silent auction, and we'll need people to kind of watch the items that are in the silent auction just so they stay put. we'll have gadget sales for the gadget academies, and we'll need the volunteers for that as well. Cool. And then we'll also need some volunteers to help with our VIP room to make sure it's stocked and ready to go for the VIPs that visit there. And we'll need some volunteers, of course, to tear down at the end of the day. So we'll get that put together and published probably mid-May, maybe third week of May, late May, right in there, so that you'll have an opportunity to look and see what's available. And if you're willing and able to volunteer, that'll give you a chance to sign up. And it'll be close enough that you'll remember, hopefully, your shift and that you'll know your plans for that day already and your trip into Oklahoma and to Norman. The other thing we're going to have is there's a cache there called Infernal Device, and it's a whole ordeal of going through various different things to accomplish that. Well, we'll have some special volunteers for that area as well. Yep. And just keep in mind, it will be outside. So those volunteers, if you're gonna volunteer to help with Infernal Device, you will need to be able to tolerate the heat. We will have water and things like that for you, but if you know yourself, if you know you don't do well in the heat, don't sign up for it, because I don't want anybody to get sick. I don't want anybody to have any heat exhaustions, heat stroke, anything like that. Same thing if you sign up to be signal. Again, that's it'll be indoors, but it's still hot in there. So if you have heat intolerance, I would ask you not to sign up for that and pick something that's on the at the venue in the air conditioning for that. Okay. And I will get that out. You'll be able to email me if you have any other questions. You can email me now if you have any other questions. Get a hold of me through geocaching.com is fine. If you have questions, my caching name is right down there in the corner, JB Opto, and you can just message me through that if you want to know something right away.
Yeah, one thing I would always like to remind people is that we are in the AC from Femega, so not to be overlooked, because I'm sure some folks have suffered through some megas outside, but we don't do that. We want to be indoors for mega. So such a great lineup too of side event. So really looking forward to that. So,
well, and let's be honest, Oklahoma is not going to be, as chilly as we all are right now, in, July. So, we're going to want the air conditioning, much like Memphis was not chilly. Oklahoma's not going to be chilly either.
Last year was better than the year before.
Yes. You're
I don't
correct.
Know. I never leave the building. I'm in there the whole time, but, even so, I appreciated the snow cones because even inside the snow cones were good. So,
mm-hmm. but, yeah, that was a great, that was a great vendor for us. Yes. Yeah.
Snow cones are incredible. I just got to say that.
Yeah.
Almost as good as pizza. Almost.
Close, but almost. No pizza.
Close.
Yeah.
Right. Frozen pizza.
Tony's very excited about tonight. He says it's just like finding out all about Santa. So that's really cool. So what is Santa going to bring everyone this year? We're going to find out.
I know. I think they're talking about Signal.
Yeah.
Oh, they're talking about Signal? Oh, okay.
Oh, they are talking about Signal not being real. So, how can you be Signal?
That's right.
Oh, right.
The Signal costume. And the Signal costume is hot. So,
is this a Signal helper? Like a Santa helper?
There'll be a Signal helper that will be needed as well. That will all be in the
Santa helper. The Signal helper and the Signal helper.
Okay. Yeah, because Signal can't be everywhere in the world at once. So, I mean, there's helpers. Right.
Right. There's helper.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Makes perfect sense.
And helpers to the helper Signal.
Somebody in the comments mentioned the CETO in Memphis. And let me tell you, that was a whole new level of CETOing.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
That was hot.
Yes.
I mean, hot. So much that the end of it, I had to sit in the car with the AC blowing directly on me. I'm like, okay, D's done. Let's go.
Yeah. And somebody just said about 80 degrees and no humidity in Oklahoma in July. I hate to tell you, I stationed in Oklahoma City for 12 and a half years. It gets very much humidity and very hot.
80 degrees Celsius.
It's hot.
It gets 80 degrees in Oklahoma. It's just at 2 a.m.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And yeah, comments are flowing in. So thank you so much. And CBEC Tribe, you know, Signal is real. We didn't say that. We just said that Signal sometimes needs a helper to be Signal. Yes. So that's what we're saying.
We didn't say that. Someone else said it in the comments.
Yeah.
Earlier on. Well,
that person was lying. Signal is real.
Exactly.
Signal is real.
That's how I feel.
You know that. Yeah, the CETO this year was great and amazing. It's always good and satisfying to see this gigantic pile of trash being collected.
Hey, and
it's sad.
2 years in that sad park in Memphis without coming across a dead body. So we did great.
We did. Woo-hoo!
Wow.
Yeah.
If I was a betting man, I would have lost. Just gonna throw
that would be like a CETO on a whole nother level there, Jesse.
Well, it'd make a good story anyway, right?
For sure.
I mean, it could happen.
Cadaver in, cadaver out.
I'm out.
Right. Oh,
God. I'm out. That's
a bad joke.
This is where D exit stage left.
Yeah, yeah, for the win.
However, there's no doubt we would have gone live from the location. There would have been a whole podcast with a whole morgue removal system and everything watching it.
Oh, my God.
You know,
this is how we're getting geocaching.
We would be trying to interview the cops. So what do you think the cause of death is? The cops like, dude.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Derek? I like that.
It'd be a whole new. This is how we get geocaching out there is by finding this place, right? You never know what you're gonna find.
Never know what you're
good publicity.
Find. I'm just trying to think of how you would do the swag swap on that.
Ooh.
Now it's just getting gross.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay,
we are slowly searching the toilet here.
Yeah. Let's move on past that.
Look through the pocket for loose change, maybe? Cash for kids? Yeah.
No. Let's change topics.
Oh, my gosh.
Change topics.
The final announcement I do want to mention is June 4th is the cutoff for the hotel discounts. Is that correct, Dee?
That is correct. And let me say this. Please don't wait until July 4th at 10 o'clock and then send me a message that says there's no more rooms. Because at 10 o'clock on July 4th, I can't do any, or June 4th, I can't do anything. Yeah. There's nobody in the office. There's nobody there. So get on. If something comes up and you have to cancel, you have to cancel. But it doesn't cost anything to make that reservation and hold it. Because last year we had a lot of last minute people that were like, oh, I missed it. We're telling you now, get online, log in, get it. Something comes up, it's a, as long as it's, I think, 72 hours in advance, you can cancel it without any penalties. But yeah. I cannot help you at 10 o'clock on June 4th. I can do a lot of things, but pull somebody out of bed to make sure you can book a room is not one of them.
And it's definitely going to be the place to be. I know some megas don't do it, which is fine. You know, that's what they want to do. But I always like the fact that the host hotel is the host hotel because a lot happens. A lot of people work on, you know, a lot of people work on their puzzles that you want to work on, you know, Puzzle Academy. And then people just like to get together and, you know, just hang out and do stuff.
Well, let me say this. First off, yes. I don't think I've ever had a better breakfast at a hotel.
That is true.
I mean, watching Bounce Bounce eat avocado toast with all of the stuff on it, that was hilarious. But they have a full everything from pancakes to chef specials to omelets to fresh eggs to biscuits and gravy to oatmeal to fruit to bacon to hash brown. Like, it's all. Like, you're not going to be like, oh, we're skipping the hotel breakfast. I don't want a muffin and orange juice. No. First off. Second off, manager's reception every evening from 5:30 to 7. Yep. Includes two drinks per person. Hello wine, hello beer, hello whatever you want to drink.
Yep.
And then when we were there, they had chips and salsa, pitas and hummus, these really good ground mustard and pretzels, cheese, meat, crackers. Like, I mean, if you wanted to, you could almost make a dinner out of it, but it's definitely a nice snack to hold you over till we get to the next event. But on top of all of that, if you stay at the host hotel, you get a card that could possibly open
your
special.
That's right. Vault. Yeah, you're giving a key to the hotel safe. I mean,
The hotel safe. So you get that key.
It's not in Vegas.
The hotel safe, and there's some pretty cool stuff in that hotel safe. So you definitely, I mean, it's a place we plus everybody will be in. That lobby is great. You can hang out, talk.
Yeah. Large lobby.
Even the area that we hung out in when we were there, they have a pool and they had foosball and they had all the area. I mean, it's definitely going to be the place to be. And then, you know, if you've got your wife and kids there or you've got your husband and kids there and they're bored, they can go upstairs or go swimming or do whatever while you're still at the event and you don't have to worry about shuttling them back to the car and coming back. Like, you can come and go as you please.
Yeah.
And the rooms have their suites. So you have a living room separate, and every room is this way, separate from the sleeping area.
Yep.
So that's also nice if you get up at 5 a.m. and you get up at 8 a.m.
Are you pointing at David? Were you pointing at your hubby?
Yes. Up at 5 a.m. every single morning. Why?
We don't know. But it is good, like you said, because if somebody wants to be sleeping and, you know, you can close the door and you can have two different rooms. So everybody has two rooms. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Somebody found that funny, too. Yeah, I found that. Charles is on. There's Charles.
Ooh, this is a very important question, Charles.
It is OU students voted it their best pizza. It's called Pizza Shuttle, and there's, I think, three locations.
Yeah, Pizza Shuttle, really good. Yeah.
It'll be on the list of places to visit while you're there. They also have a very good ice cream place called the Crematory.
Yeah.
That we all get to.
We think they kind of missed a point. They could have called it the Screamatory because it's horror-themed, but it's a great place, yeah. We really enjoyed going there, and they're excited to have us. We told them what we were doing, and they're like, man, this is gonna be awesome. So
And there's a Hertz Donuts open 24 hours, so there is a lot to do in that town if you're a night owl. So
a lot of good A lot of good food.
Yes.
Yep. So I think I've hit all the announcements for that. So cashfest.com. Derek does a great job of managing that site. So cashfest.com is where you want to go to get information. It's important that you go check it out. So there you go, cashfest.com. You know, keep your eyes open on that site for updates. So
that was a quick show. Are we done for the night? Is that?
I think so.
Those are the announcements.
Those are the early announcements, but we gotta make another announcement. Are we ready for that now? I mean, I've been chomping at the bit to spill something, and
you actually haven't leaked it, so I'm pretty impressed.
I know.
We made it 26 minutes.
Thank you.
Good thing Gary was sequestered in the hotel all weekend.
Right?
I wasn't even in town. I was on the road, so can't say where I went. That's another thing. So that's part of It's part of this.
Retro Gaming Girl already got it.
That was last year's, but you get the idea. Just a reminder.
I guess we don't need to make the announcement.
Oh, well, there you go. Antarctica, we're out. No, that's not it. So, should I play it? Are y'all ready? Alaska? Oh,
Alaska?
I think we should get a few more guesses in. If people
I like this.
You're guessing it has something to do with Star Wars.
Because you look like Jedi.
We're going to be moving it to May.
May the 4th, perhaps?
May the 4th.
May the 4th. May the 4th be with you.
Probably not. What are the other guesses?
Yeah.
Let's see here. I'm looking through. Yeah, there was one about up here about pizza earlier.
That is an amazing idea.
There's a Gilby guess.
The Gilby?
Alaska.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome?
Where would we stay?
Yeah, really.
There's not.
Create our own campground, I guess.
Yeah, campground in the cornfields.
Oh, it's Jeff. Hey, Jeff. Glad to see you. But
Anchorage, you know, they have accommodations in Anchorage.
Earlier, I saw it said.
Which desert?
Ashfest, Alaska.
Yeah, I saw that one too.
Here's this one too. The last hidden cash fist key will be for a free Jeep.
Nice.
I think you should spill the beans, sir.
All right, here we go.
We're getting pretty far off now.
Yep.
All right, here we go. There we go. Woohoo!
Wow.
Cash Fest Hawaii.
Finally, you take this thing off.
I'm already
right? Oh, man. Oh. Nice.
Oh.
All right.
Oh. It's hot here in Texas. That was nice to get that.
No, that was too much.
OMG.
Woo. I slowly started stripping throughout the thing. I didn't even play some stripper music there. Jesse and I are ready. Let's go.
We're ready. I'm going
to Island.
That's right.
We're gonna go early and start setting up, D. Let's go ahead and head down there.
Let's go now.
That's awesome.
So this was actually, I think the first person to throw this out there as like, let's be crazy, was Jesse of
really not surprising. Who comes up with stupid Jesse's ideas shirt all the time? That's me. I have no idea how to do them. That's what D and David and all the cool people are for. I just think of the craziest things that ever happened. That's
hey,
right.
We may need to rethink this because of this.
Where is it?
Other side.
Oh, no!
Wait a
minute. We'll never be allowed back there
Charles,
again.
Charles, is this
Mantini?
Mantini. Oh, yeah, is this your trackable Mankini, Charles? With the
if Charles does that, he'll be the first and last Mega ever in
So I will tell you that this, we've been talking about, oh, wouldn't this be fun? Let's go somewhere crazy. Let's, yeah, pineapple pizza. You're right, Tom.
Absolutely, Tom. Hawaiian pizza was part of the criteria for me when this was presented. I was like, is there Antarctic pizza? No. Is there Alaskan pizza? No. Is there Hawaiian
pizza? Actually, there is. There's a place called Alaskan Pizza in California.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
But, you know, Hawaiian pizza, though, Derek, we all know everybody that loves pineapple pizza.
You know what Hawaiian pizza is.
Maybe in the future, you know, right?
So this is perfect.
Absolutely. So we kind of threw it around, and then all of a sudden it started, we threw around a lot of places. Then all of a sudden it started to kind of stick a little bit more. And I thought, well, I don't know. And so a couple of us got together and talked, and we're like, can we make this happen? And we made a few phone calls, reached out to some folks in Honolulu.
Mm-hmm.
And Maui is really not an option right now. They're still in the rebuilding phase, so that wasn't an option.
Yeah.
However, we are making contact with the island, and we'll have some arrangements for possible ways if you wanted to sign up on your own under a group rate to go over to the island. We just don't want to hold the whole event there because they're not ready yet. But then the next thing was, can we find a hotel that's not going to be $400 or $500 a night?
Right.
And that was our next obstacle. And we wanted a nice hotel that, I mean, it, not, you know, the Ritz-Carlton, but something that everyone would feel comfortable in. And we found one. The DoubleTree Alana Waikiki Beach.
Awesome.
And it is a DoubleTree, which is a Hilton property. It is a DoubleTree, so you get that warm chocolate chip cookie at check-in. But they have a beautiful view. It's a tall hotel, so you've got beautiful views of the ocean.
Yeah.
About a 10-minute walk from the ocean. Well, you're ready to go then there. You got to buy your Hawaiian shirt. And they've given us a rate of $250, including the resort fee. So if you know anything about Hawaii, resort fees are $35 to $50 a night. So that rate includes our resort fee for one or two beds. And we'll have that link and stuff up probably in about a month or so. Probably we'll wait until after we close the link for Oklahoma before we open up the other one so people aren't confused. But I know we're going to get asked why we announced it today. That's where they stayed on Mama's family.
Awesome. Wow.
I know we're going to get asked, and that's because Hawaii is going to be a little bit more pricey. And I don't mean to shatter anybody's dreams, but you're going to have to get on a plane.
Yep.
Because you can't drive. There are interstates in Hawaii, but they are not connected to any other state.
Correct.
So, interstate.
So that's the goal. We are super excited. We're reaching out and working with some locals. It's going to be a little bit different of a cash fest. There'll be a lot of fun side events where we can go do things. My ultimate goal is to find a luau so that I can see both Gary and Jesse and Derek in a hula skirt up there doing this. So it's going to be a lot, but I mean, hello, first mega in Hawaii.
The interesting thing too, you mentioned that, is in case anybody's into the stat side, which I know a lot of people are, this will be the furthest west mega ever. And you might say, well, what about Australia and all that? They're on the other side of the dateline, so they're the furthest east for the international dateline. This is the furthest west mega ever held. It also will be the furthest south U.S. mega. There are obviously further south, but there is nothing further south for the U.S. Because if you look at a map, Hawaii is across from like Mexico or somewhere like that. So, so there you go. Furthest west mega ever and the furthest south U.S.
Mega. Are we saying the dates right now? Because people
Let me pull them up just so I make sure I don't mess them up. Because you know, it's been a long weekend. But so it is going to be in July. The mega will actually be on July 12th. We're planning events the 9th through the 13th. Yeah. So, and the nice thing about the hotel is they'll honor that rate for us 3 days before and 3 days after. So if you want to cash and spend time, you know, do a family thing and then throw in the mega, and you want to stay a little bit longer. I know David and I are planning on staying a little bit longer. Well, I'm going to fly to Hawaii. I'm going to do Hawaii.
That's a good thing as well.
Yep. Aloha.
Aloha.
So I am excited. Well, Sherry, there you go. Birthday present. Easy peasy. Good to go, Sherry. There's your birthday present. So I'm excited for David and I. That'll be our 50th state.
For a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
Could this be a possible side event for somebody that's going to Hawaii that's on the ship? What if we had a geocaching Hawaiian wedding?
Oh, I like that idea.
Are you volunteering?
Awesome. I'm already married. Marry them. Married.
No, I don't mean us. We just mean we're gonna host it somehow.
I'm ordained, so I can marry you.
There you go. See?
There you go.
Perfect.
So we're excited. More details will definitely come out, but we wanted everybody to put those dates on their calendars and start their little Hawaii fund to go. There's going to be some really cool, exciting stuff planned. It was a crazy idea, but you know, we have never done anything not crazy. So why stop now?
We're the crazy bunch.
It's really crazy, but it's not actually that crazy. If you think about Cash Fest, the first one happened during the pandemic. I know it wasn't a traditional mega, right? And you can't call it a mega, but the whole point of Cash Fest originally, the Worldwide Cash Fest, was to bring at that time an event to people that could not get to events because nobody could get to events.
Right.
And went to Memphis, we're going to Oklahoma. Oklahoma's the first one. We're trying to continue that tradition when possible. Yeah. Nobody has ever done a mega in Hawaii, and there's a reason for that. It's hard to get there. You have to plan a long time ahead of time, and you know, it's not landlocked, it's the opposite, it's waterlocked. So I've cached in Hawaii myself. And the people down there, there's a big caching group down there. But you can literally cash out your whole area in Hawaii, right? If you live there full time. So they're always finding new ways. Super nice people, super nice cachers. But it's hard to plan a mega in a place that you fly to, right? It's harder to get there. So you have to have more lead time. You have to have a crew like we've got. And I'm not included in this, by the way. I'm not including myself in this. We have to have a crew that is experts. And if you can crown somebody as an expert in hosting megas, we have that. We've found that team, put that team together, and that's why we're able to do some of these crazy things. And it really does. If people are like, that's crazy. Yeah, it is. But that's what Cash Fest is all about, bringing megas to new places and trying to get, you know, Oklahoma seems like a very tame place until you think nobody's done one there before.
Nope. Never been done.
You got an expert team to come in and do that. Hawaii, nobody's ever done that before. Yeah. Now, Antarctica may be a little stretch. Somebody said that one. But Hawaii makes sense if you think about it, because we're going to get to bring a mega to people that have never had one before and may never get to have one again.
Yeah.
It's just a different place, right? So this will be historic in that. So for the people that are able to go from the mainland or from other countries, this is going to be historic. Plus, it's Hawaii. Many people don't have Hawaii as a caching state. And many people might be able to finish out their 50 states by getting down there. So, So it's weird, but it does make sense if you think about the history of Cash Fest and where we're going, where we've been in the past and where we're going in the future. It does actually make a lot of sense.
Yeah. One thing too about that is you, back when you got to go and we talked about your experience wonderful the cachers were, if you kind of remind people about when you went there, you actually had one of the COs, right, who kind of took you under your
Oh, yeah, they're great cashers. Lee and Mental Bill were the first two that come to my mind. And, like, I can't even tell you how nice the people were. Like, you go to a new area, cashers are cool everywhere, right? If you run into a cashier at the airport or anywhere else, you see a cashier, you can say hi, and you'll be talking for as long as you have. And I get in trouble a lot of that time for that. But you get down there, and the cashers are not only the avid, and they're adventurous, right, because they're in Hawaii and everything else. You don't live there if you're not – got a little bit of sense of adventure, but like all day I'm riding around with people that I've never met before, but it's like best friends all of a sudden. It's like caching to the extreme. People are going out And we went out with a group, and I don't want to get off track because we talked about this before, but there's cashers there that have found everything on their island. So they have to go to the next island to cash, right? Or they're waiting on something brand new comes out. They don't jump on it the first day. They're waiting because, like, I want to get this one when this happens or this date or souvenir or whatever else. So they're active and they hide, you know, caches or whatever else. But they also, in an extreme version, they really protect the land because people tend to, and it's better now, but in the past, you'd have the people that visit Hawaii and have a friend that's going to maintain their cache, which we know is all a lie, right? And there's a cache there that's dead. It's a zombie cache. They go out and pick those things up after they've been archived slowly over time, so not leaving geolitter out. So you're talking about an extreme example of geocachers that really take care of their environment and are super friendly. Like, I went out that day, and I rode around with dude all day long, and we went, and he's like, hey, there's a good one over here. There's a good one over here. I could have just sat back and signed caches. I mean, it was great. We were hiking. And yes, this is also the place that I missed by about 500 feet. The cache across America. Shut up, Gary. I know you're going to say it.
Cache across America.
Yes, I know. I know. I know. It's That's right awesome. Down from the oldest cache on the same trail. On the same trail, by the way. But anyway, we're going to move off from that. But the people there are awesome. They're very active. They put out good quality caches because, you know, it's an island. You can't drive 500 miles to the east. That's not a thing. So they're putting out quality caches. They're maintaining and watching the caches that are put out. And just because of where they are, it's hard to organize a huge event there, right? So this will be definitely a first for that community. And everybody I met while we were down there, cachers and stuff, were awesome. I mean, just super nice, super friendly. And it was a great caching experience. And it's Hawaii. You're like, you're just driving down the road for a regular cache, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's where they filmed Lost. What?
Yeah.
What? Hold on. There's Jurassic Park. You know, there's that thing from the movie. It's Hawaii 5-0. It's all those things that you're like, I've always seen these things, but we don't get a chance to go to go do them. So this, I am definitely looking forward to this. Oh, there's a good question.
I was going to address that as well. So we have to choose between a block party and a mega. And I think as a team, we decided that a mega would be better for Hawaii so that they can say they've had a mega event.
Yeah.
Right. And unfortunately, you can't have a mega and a block party at the same time. So it will be a mega. It will not be a block party.
I think there'll be plenty of opportunities that year for people to get the block party icon.
There will be.
I agree.
A mega in Hawaii is not going to ever happen again. You know, it may happen again, but I mean, it may never happen again. You may never get to get it again.
Yeah. It's never happened before, and it may never happen. Right. This may be your only shot. And somebody mentioned about the weather. If you watch now, take a look at the weather in Hawaii. It's always pretty much perfect. It doesn't fluctuate a whole lot. It's usually right in that nice, you know, low 90s, high 80s. Pretty much every day.
So. Yeah, it can rain there, but the weather's always nice.
It also rains. 10 minutes later,
the sun's out
and sit back on the beach.
Right.
And I was just reminded of this too. It still ties back to our first ever Cache Fest here too with Elvis.
Elvis, that's right. That's a good thing.
Good point.
That's right.
Oh my gosh.
Right. You're an Elvis connection to Oklahoma.
Oh gosh!
Because if so, then every one of ours, we got to tie every one of them into it.
We'll find one.
We're all going to go down a Google rabbit hole. There has to be.
Elvis to the West. I'll ask Chrissy. She worked in Graceland. She knows all the Elvis trivia. We'll ask her.
Yep. A couple possibles. Let me pre-say that these are not set, but I want you to get excited about the possibility.
Uh-oh.
Of some of these things. One would be Sunset Cruise out on the ocean.
Oh, that would be fun.
That would be fun. I got to do one a few years ago. Susan and I went on a Sunset Cruise where we went around the island, and then they turn back, they come back around. And what they do is, with many of these, is they will linger offshore until after the sun goes down. So you get this great shot of the sunset on the ocean. So those are really cool.
Scuba yeah, Cashier, Luau. Absolutely. That's a big
deal. Elvis Presley has a song where he mentions Oklahoma.
Okay, okay. That's good. That's good. Elvis did all of our stuff.
And it says, but I've been in Oklahoma. Well, they tell me I was born there, but I don't remember Oklahoma. So he does mention Oklahoma. So there's our connection.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
Perfect. All good now.
We mentioned earlier about luau's. Luau's are really fun. Sure. They do a great job.
Who does not want to see Gary, Jesse, and Derek in hulu skirt, great brass skirts, and coconut bras?
Hey, I'm in. I don't care.
There's a picture of Jesse with a
coconut bra. I don't want to see Gary in that.
There is a picture floating around out there, but that doesn't matter.
Oh my God. You guys.
Charles's mancini will definitely come out.
Start practicing, boys. Start practicing.
You know, Jesse's picture would just fit very well on a geocoin. Just saying.
Oh, that's not even funny.
Oh, my.
That could be a ring.
That's dangerous to say in this room. That's not funny.
Oh, no, it's very funny.
Hey, just remember, I have Photoshop too, Derek, so keep talking.
You don't have the skills.
Oh, I do. You just hadn't seen them. I do. Oh, I only use them for pranks, though, so just remember that.
Tom, I think I did not see that.
So, where's the Hawaii? There's a Hawaii geocache. There you go.
So the cache will not publish. It can't only publish a year out. So yeah. It won't publish until after CacheFest Oklahoma. And all of that stuff will open up as soon as we get through Oklahoma. But keep in mind, we're not rushing through Oklahoma. We are eyes set, super excited, lots of plans. But we wanted you to be able to block that time off on your calendar for next year.
Yep.
And you know, start that cookie jar. Because it'll be a little bit more expensive. We know that, which is why we're giving you a few extra months. But my goodness, this is going to be worth it.
Yes, absolutely.
This is just going to be so awesome. Hawaii's been on my like once in a lifetime bucket list. And to couple that with a mega, incredible.
Yeah. And spam, y'all.
You can eat spam. Oh, there's some good
there
food.
There is some spam and dole and all kinds of many things there that
plantation. We're talking with them about a trip there. So
yeah, oh dole, that's great. There's a lot to that will be available. Many people, you know, again, not saying we're going to have an event or anything like that, but some things to remember or to think about is. You can see the U.S. Arizona Memorial is a great thing to see. And the fact that how they have made that into a memorial is really great. So there's history, there's culture, there's so many things that are tied in to that state, you know, to be able to see the oldest, right? The oldest is on Oahu, right? The oldest cache in Hawaii, right, Jesse?
Yeah.
So you can get that. Cache Across America's there. There's a lot of great caches on Oahu. And also, if you want, people island hop, you know, they have flights back and forth between all the different islands. So you can, on your own, kind of figure out how to get hop from
you could county cache the whole state.
You could.
We are going to work up some deals, some group rate type of situations, and we'll post those about 6 months out for just different places that Visit Hawaii has put together for us, as far as to make it a little bit cheaper, as far as, you know, different things and how to get to different islands. There's different things just on that island that we can do. And like I said, I've talked to the Dole Plantation, and they're like, bring it on, you know. So,
Dole Pineapple Plantation's great.
There's a cool maze you can do, like a full size maze you can do there.
Yeah,
Punch Bowl is the coolest thing to see. Yep, and
hiking. There's different environments in Hawaii that you think only of the beach, but there's mountains. There's everything there. Hawaii. We don't have to sell Hawaii. Hawaii is awesome, but Hawaii and geocaching are going to be really awesome.
Well, and I have to tell you how hard it was for me, because recently we were at an event and Call Me Velma was talking to me. They had just gotten back from Hawaii and some of the hikes that they had did and the volcanoes and everything. And I'm like, you're going to want to, she's like, man, but we didn't get to do this. And I was like,
Yeah, one day, don't worry.
I might give you a chance to do that. So, and yeah, so we're, I mean, if you can't tell, overly just excited.
There's no snow. Well, there's, yeah, not where we're going.
This is there. Yeah.
There is no snow. I will leave my toboggan, my gloves, and my scarf at home. And just
there are places in Hawaii that have snow and you can get to them.
You can if you want to. Yeah, the Big Island has snow at the top of it. There's so many
cool. I want to go North Shore and just watch.
Yeah, watch the water come in.
My old surfing husband. I won't let him go out there because he'll probably break a bone, but we can watch him.
Surf out there. Yeah, there's a lot of that. There is snow, and it's the kind that they make shave ice. That's kind of snow to eat. So yeah, there you go. Steal my shave ice. She's ready for vengeance. Yeah, so there is that kind of snow as well as on the top of there. So yeah, watching the surfers. Yeah,
we got into surfing while we were there. We watched them live, and then somehow we ended up going back to the hotel and watching it on TV too.
Wow.
Once you see it, I mean, surfing looks cool on TV, but once you see it live, if you've never seen it live, it's amazing. You're like, I don't even know why I'm fascinated by this, but I'm just mesmerized at watching these people do it. I don't want to get out there, but that is awesome. And then we watched like a surfing competition for like 3 hours one night.
Wow.
Like late at night, staying up after we just watched them all day. I didn't even know the worst surfing competition is you watched on like ESPN 18 or whatever it was, but it was
the Ocho. The Ocho.
Oh, shrimp trucks. Yes.
There you go.
Oh gosh.
On the Ocho.
That's right.
It was like Ocho plus one. It was further down than
that. Down even further. Oh man, it's awesome. All right. I guess any further questions? We're going to wrap up for the night. So, I'll wait a moment to see if anybody wants to
see if anybody has any questions.
Yeah.
You know, it is a wild announcement, but it really is within the theme of what we've been trying to do. And I hope people see it as something that they can then try to get to. I hope we can get a lot of people there. You know, it is a bigger thing. That's why we're announcing it so early.
Yeah.
But it's also one of those bucket list items for many people in caching anyway that haven't made it to Hawaii or that want to return because they didn't get the Cache Across America cache they were 500 feet from or whatever it is.
That would suck. Yeah.
I know. That would be terrible. Nobody would do that. Nobody would be that dumb to do that. Come on now.
Really?
There's tons of great caching, tons of great people. And Hawaii is just one of those bucket list places that even if you're not a cacher, you want to go to, right? So I've got to say, not that I'm not associated with it. I'm not trying to distance myself, but I'm just a tiny, tiny piece of the Cache Fest part, not Geocache Talk. And I just want to, before it even happens, I want to give props to the Cache Fest team. They are amazing. We got the experts together to build these megas.
Surfing
and the work that they do, you don't just get to go, let's flip a coin and go somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like constant years of year after year trying to make amazing locations. And the Cache Fest team, again, I'm not patting me on the back. I'm not including me in this one at all. It's amazing and awesome. And hopefully continue to get to bring something to the geocaching community that's new and exciting every single time, right? And y'all are awesome. I got to say that. Y'all are amazing.
I like the fact, too, that you were able to contact. So Tom's asking, that Hawaiian cachers know that? Well, of course, they know now.
A few people did, but I couldn't talk to a lot of people there because they might be like Gary. So I didn't know if we could or not. And it would get out quickly because, as we know, people like this. Geocachers are the biggest gossipers out there. And they always do this. I'm going to tell you something, but nobody's supposed to know this. We just talked about it this weekend. Nobody's supposed to know this, but we're a bunch of gossips. So we've been keeping it close to the vest. But obviously, some of them, I did reach out to a few of them that I went caching with personally and let them know. So hopefully they got to watch this weekend. Hopefully they're excited about it. I know some of the ones that I talked to said that's a huge impossible task to be able to do that here. And I was like, well, it is, but we have a special group that we can, you know, we've we brought together the A team for this. So I think it's going to be a very pleasant surprise once we get to spread the word to more and more people. It's going to be, for everybody to contend, it's going to be an awesome, awesome event.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I want to play this game real quick before we wrap up, but I liked what John put together for this, so it's pretty funny. That whole meme. Actually,
nobody can even see that was put together.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It looks so natural, doesn't it?
Yeah. So natural, yeah. It's real.
I spared no expense out of my pizza budget with putting that.
That's together. Right. Right. Right.
None for you. None whatsoever.
None whatsoever.
Let me just say this in closing. We understand that Hawaii is no small feat. We understand that it's a little bit of a stretch. But I encourage you to try to figure out if you can make it happen, because to me, not only is Hawaii a once in a lifetime, maybe twice in a lifetime if you're lucky like Jesse, but how cool is it going to be to say that you went to Hawaii with a couple of hundred of your friends and got to see and do the things in Hawaii as a group?
Yeah.
I mean, that to me, I mean, so we are leaving in August to go on a cruise to Alaska for my birthday, and we've got some friends going with us. And we were trying to get Chad and Stephanie to go. And Chad was like, I've been to Alaska so many times, I don't want to go. But then as we started talking, he goes, but I've never been with geocachers, and they're going to go here and they're going to go there. And he's like, I think we're going to go. And I'm like, okay. And
that's awesome.
I think Hawaii is going to be the same, trying to figure out how to make it work if you can, because not only is it's Hawaii with your friends.
Yep.
And fellow caching friends, and you know, those ones that like to go up at 2 a.m. and go find a cache, or want to sit in the hotel lobby and solve puzzles and talk and laugh. And again, hula skirts and coconut bras for all the men on the Cache Fest team. Gonna be fantastic.
Oh my. Oh,
sorry, honey. I just threw you under the bus. But anyway, so think about that. Think about the added part of, it's not only Hawaii, but it's Hawaii with your friends. And then the new friends that you're going to meet that live on the island.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be fun to talk to them and to get their perspective on things. You know, Jesse and y'all said earlier, and that's that so many of them may never get a chance. You know, we all sort of take for granted that we get to go to Megas, because in the mainland, you know, it's no big deal, but you know, that state doesn't always get a chance to. And we're far enough west that we can talk to our friends that are in the Asian part of the world, and they can come this direction. You're kind of halfway to another part of the world. So, you know, that's always an opportunity as well. We might, be able to bring some people. You know, it's a very international location that I think people don't realize that it's, you know, it's possible for some that are in a different part of the world to come to a Cache Fest. So looking forward to that. So, all right. I think we're done for tonight. Stay tuned. We'll get you more information as time goes on. But of course, right now our focus is Oklahoma, and, definitely looking forward to having everybody make those plans and make note of the dates. And thanks to the crew. Love you guys. You do such a great job getting things ready. And we're going to be ready for the next two Cache Fests, at least this year's and next year's. So anyway, thank you guys so much. We'll see you next time. Good night, everybody.
Take care, everybody.
Bye.
May your finds be many and your DNFs be few. May the terrain and difficulty both be less than two. And whatever it is you're looking for, may it find its way to you. And may we all meet again.
Folks, we hope you've enjoyed the show tonight. Please email us your comment at geocachetalk@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. The show can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Radio Public, or Spotify, as well as at the Geocache Talk website. Don't forget to click that subscribe button below and ring that bell notification so that you can see and hear the show on a weekly basis. And tell your friends about the show. Get them involved with us in the chat room. And until next week, don't just talk about geocaching. Go geocaching.